Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
Sofa King. No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King. With retard.
You say funny things.
I love the look of approval, like when the bell gets hit just right.
Oh, yeah, the look in his eyes, it was unmistakable.
It was off a little bit, just a little bit.
You were very impressed, though. There was like a, ooh.
Yeah, I didn't even know when I was going to hit. I was like, how does he know when I'm going to do it?
I'm good.
I'm going to have to post a picture of the whiskey wall and ask for people to fill in their blanks, because I remembered all those names forever.
And finally,
my goldfish name, or my goldfish memory, is starting to lose some of the names. But I used to be able to list all of them. Like the Palm Ridge from Florida. I don't know who it was. I just drank it. Thank you. If you sent that,
yeah,
and
we
still
fucked
listen.
Up. Yeah, we need the labels.
Yeah.
So if you sent up the Palm Ridge, give us a social media shout out, and we will make sure that your name gets put on the bottle.
And we know one Angel's Envy, but not the other. No, do we know the other?
I don't, man.
Damn.
I know that Angel's Envy is Red Dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Damn it.
So as we drink,
I know that
them,
shitty
if we don't know who it is,
El Yucateco.
I put names on them now from here. Yeah.
Yeah. Shitty cold cock, El Yucateco. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did give us that.
And this week we got two bottles. We talked about one on the last episode. They were both sent to us by Josh Haney. Thank you so much, Josh Haney. He sent us a Lafroig, which we tasted last time. And this time we have a Pendleton 1910.
Oh, wait. I didn't get it.
I don't really need to sample it because I've never had it before, because it's one of my favorite whiskeys.
I already filled up my glass with the Palm Reserve. Palm Ridge.
Here, there's more glasses.
God damn it. No, it's fine. Here, put it in my Cobra bottle.
Look right there.
Here, put it right here.
Don't put that in the Cobra bottle.
Why? Oh, it's empty.
I'll go get you a glass before I do that.
No, it's fine. I don't want any.
So
you can still cheers us.
You can still cheers us with your whiskey.
I have plenty here.
All right.
Sounded good.
Oh, the pump? So good.
That shit, you have to get a glass. That is so smooth.
It's so good. It's like
I'm
drinking
getting
candy.
A glass. Yeah.
So
this
good.
One's good. The Palm Ridge is good, actually.
Palm Ridge is good, but it's not like that.
It's spicy.
He went out of his way.
1910 is like dangerous. That shit's so smooth.
So good to me.
I know you love it.
It's like a $40 bottle.
It
tastes like it's like $80.
That's,
actually,
you know
it
what?
Tastes better than $80.
I don't have any quarrels with it, because the $40 bottle of tequila that I like, the Family Reservado, is good. So
watch.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah,
no, it's good. I don't know.
It's ridiculously smooth, is the thing.
It's smooth.
So good.
The only thing that was that smooth is Master Splinter.
Master Splinter.
Yeah, Master Splinter. I'm angry about that shit. We don't even bring that up.
We need more of that.
Yeah, if you can't reproduce that, don't give it to us. Come on.
So good.
That's like taking Chipotle away all of a sudden.
At the end of today's episode, we will be shouting out some more Patreon listeners. And we saved a handful of them because we've been looking, like I said, we've been trying to look up people on social media, find things about them. But apparently there's some people who are so elusive that we had to dig way back. And the only thing that we could find was their AOL Instant Messenger account names. So we had to go way back to AIM.
We got them motherfuckers, though. You thought you could hide them, but the internet does not go away.
People
still talk about them at the end.
Yeah. They still computers. It's still on there. Yeah.
We used to throw those fucking discs. I worked at my first job was at Office Max. And at night, once the doors closed, we would fucking fling those discs and they would shatter. And because we had to mop anyways, like, or sweep. And so we would throw them and just hit the fucking rafters.
I worked at PetSmart, and in between Fancy Feast cat food, there's these cardboard squares that are like rectangles. Mm-hmm. They're about the size of a clipboard for mm-hmm. the end of the story. There was these, like, the insulation, the roof was like, I don't know, it was pillowed and there was these gaps between it. And we would mm-hmm. chuck those things up and see if we could stick them between the ridges in the roof. And we did it, and there was like 50 of them up in the roof in receiving. And when the store director came back there, he's like, I need tonight a night crew. You get on the forklift, get someone up there and pull all those clipboards down. I don't know who the hell threw all those clipboards up there. I was like, are you fucking kidding me, Steve? Like,
clipboards.
Like, where would we get 50 clipboards? He's like, we? I was like, where would they get
50 clipboards? We? He almost had you. I almost had you.
Dude, we did so much crazy shit on detective. Night crew.
Yeah.
One of the guys I used to work with, Chris, that's the guy that I've told that story where he would drink that Malathion blue and see if he would pee blue. He could pee over his shoulder. He would eat like dried shrimp. But one time, like, you would go by and then he would be in the smallest dog igloo possible. You thought, no way, 185 pound man is in that. And when you walk by, his little fist would come out like a snail, and he would just pull his body out and like look up like towards the sun and like a snail. It looked like a giant snail.
Nothing exciting happened like that at Office Max. Just the manager was fucking one of the cashiers in the back room when they were counting money.
That's probably normal. But yeah, he would hide inside the fucking dog beds like constantly. All of a sudden, you would just see a hand come out and start like ghost jerking off one of the stalkers because he was behind the pedigree. I mean, we crushed dog food like a bag rip, and we would just drive over the forklift, and then we made like skis with the pallet cardboard and then have shrink wrap or like dog tie outs and pull each other all over the store.
That's funny.
Oh yeah.
You know, that was funny when you see that same girl and manager, because he was married and had kids, and now they had a kid in the mall.
Ooh.
Like pushing him in a stroller. That shit's funny too.
So do we have any giveaways this week?
No.
This episode, or do we already do our giveaway?
Yeah. Unless you know, don't say that. It's at the end of the episode.
Shh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can't. It's a surprise. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
Now we're going to come up with something?
No, I didn't know if we did our giveaways this week or if we were still doing another
giveaway.
There's
a sticker giveaway at the end of the episode.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
You got to stick around for that one, guys.
That was an H.H. Holmes voice right there.
Buffy, I like to play some tennis.
I do want to say, I spent some time this week I'm stumbling on
catacombs.
Words. Cataloging.
Cataclysm.
Cataclysm.
You have cataracts.
Cataloging the expiration dates on various things in my bug out bag and my survival trunk.
Michael Bolton, I love his whole catalog.
We did an episode a long time ago about bug out bags and about getting equipment for a natural disaster, an earthquake, whatever. Get it at your house. Be ready for all that stuff.
How long ago was that?
That was a long time ago. That was one of our first episodes. It's been a year and a half. So I'm just saying all this so that if you did get inspired when we first dropped that episode and you put together a bug out bag, your shit's starting to go old. You need to replace it.
Good reminder.
I need to rotate all my top ramen.
You got to eat all that 25 pounds of rice you put in a bucket.
That's all I'm saying.
A lot of rice.
That shit's gonna go
if it doesn't
bad.
Have weevils, it's honestly fine. It'll better than the zeros that you have.
What's the rice last, like 5 years or something, though?
If you put it in a bucket with desiccant,
something like that.
I'm just saying, eat your shit, get new shit.
Our friend Brian Ross came to town and he didn't have a car for transportation, so he's kind of stranded at my shop. And then I told him, I was like, I'll just get a can of raviolis. Like, when I'm like really hard up, I get those raviolis. They had expired like 3 days prior. I said, they're fucking fine, dude.
Yeah.
He ate them. He's all worried he had a stomach ache because of fucking expired raviolis and shit. They're fine.
Fucking pussy.
But again, you should eat those raviolis and get
I think they're gone. There's like one can left of raviolis. He ate a can of Spam.
You got
too.
Some old, you know what's nasty? Is top ramen when it's old. Old top ramen.
Even if you boil
not
it?
Not good. Yeah, it don't taste right.
The no oil way. Gets rancid. Because there's oil
it don't
in
taste
it.
Right.
The oil gets rancid.
In the pack, there's no oil. It's powder.
And the noodles, though.
There's oil on the noodles and there's oil in the.
I think if you buy top ramen, but
you're thinking of vegan ones.
One.
I'm talking about like the chicken ones.
I get the Marashan or whatever that one is. However you say that.
They're not good. If you eat them old, they're not good.
Really?
I had some old ones and I ate them.
You guys ever eat those yakisobas?
Yeah, I had some.
Those are really
I had a
good.
Hot, a hot those? One.
I don't know if
hot
there's a bowl. Vegan one.
I don't think there's a vegan yakisoba.
I bet there is. There's a bunch of different flavors.
No,
guess
they
what
got
I found
like shrimp
out.
And shit in them.
I'm going to throw this out in the world. There is an El Yucateco flavored cup of noodles.
There is.
In fucking Mexico, though. It's
Damn.
Not FDA approved. I might be getting some.
But if you're brave.
I'll just say I might be getting some. But it's not from El Yucateco, yeah. Just for the record, so no one gets in trouble.
Right.
I have a source that I'm getting, yeah. Cup of noodles.
Well, if you get some, check the ingredients.
Allegedly, we might be eating cup of noodles with El Yucateco.
I bet it has fucking chicken bouillon or
something. It could be veggie bouillon. Who knows?
I doubt it. It's coming from Mexico.
Mexicans,
they don't
well, cause
the, there's no vegetarians in Mexico.
They
put lard on fucking like everything.
But yeah. the spicy chili flavor... top ramen.
Oh, maybe because it doesn't
have any animal products in it.
Oh, maybe.
So it might be. Fingers
crossed. God, I don't know. I got a little buzz going. I drank one drink of that Palm Reserve and one drink of the.
I like how you drank a 40 ounce of that and some whiskey.
I forgot about that.
And then blamed it on the little tiny whiskey there.
Yeah, and like two fingers of Palm Reserve.
It's been a little bit. It's not the 40.
I never saw Brad laugh so hard as when we were getting ready to start the episode, all red faced and fucking.
That shit's funny.
You look kind of like Santa Claus with your beard. You're laughing back.
See, that's how I'm gonna shave it. God damn it.
No, it's a good beard.
No, it's looking good, dude. I'm impressed. I'm a little bit jealous.
I think I might try to grow a beard this summer.
I think you should.
I fucking, what, in the summer? Just to be the opposite? Hipster.
Fuck.
Trying to be non-trendy and shit.
Where's your Ray-Bans at?
I'm just trying to not like look. I know I'm going to look like fucking Beavis and Butthead for like a month and a half. I would just assume not do it like when the semester is on.
If anyone says anything, you mark their grade down.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Like you had an A, you have an S.
You want to talk more?
An S?
Yeah. It's lower than an F.
Damn, it's way lower.
Yeah.
So
put you to the end.
Today's topic is... I don't even remember where the topic floated up from.
It's on the board. I'd have to run up there.
It's on the big board.
Yeah, someone's
on our crazy memento board.
Someone mentioned it to us, but and I've seen it before. If you're into conspiracies or government stuff, you've probably seen this term floating around. But the term is COINTELPRO, which is spelled COINTELPRO.
That was COINTELPRO.
And COINTELPRO, I'm not sure. But it's short for counterintelligence program. Very creative. It was led by one of the FBI directors, a guy named William C. Sullivan. It was an FBI program commanded by J. Edgar Hoover. It ran from 1956 until 1971. And it was a very unique program because the whole point of it when it started was they wanted to disrupt the activities of the Communist Party in the United States. Very 1956, Communist Party is here. We want to do counterintelligence to sort of undermine the communist threat, right?
We need to start that back up.
I don't know if it ever stopped. No, it did formally stop, but I have to think the government's still doing all this same fucking shit. But in the 1960s, it was expanded. So it included other domestic groups, white supremacists, the KKK, the Socialist Workers Party, the Black Panthers, anyone that they could think of, they started throwing in their all white hate groups, the New Left. The Weatherman Underground, feminists, American Indian groups, the Young Lords, which was a Puerto Rican group.
You're just going to quietly ignore that? What's the time signature right now, sir?
13:30. Thank you to our Patreon members who are giving us money so we can get new equipment because our fucking headphone amplifier sucks balls.
It's not that. It's someone's headphones are doing
that. No, it's
that.
The amplifier.
That's a brand new amplifier.
Yeah, it sucks.
So you think the old amplifier and the new amplifier have the same exact problem and it's not the four headphones that stayed the same?
Yes.
So the COINTELPRO... Their whole point was to come up with different tactics to undermine these groups, right? And they start from the benign all the way down to fucking potential assassinations. But the goal was to do different things to make the groups lose their oomph, to lose members, to not be trustworthy, all this different stuff. What was some of the stuff that you guys ran into that they were like trying to do to shun people? Or
MLK is the craziest one for sure.
What all did you see on MLK? Because I didn't look a whole lot into MLK. I looked a lot more.
Oh, the fucking Black letter. They
sent him a letter that suggested suicide.
Yeah.
Go and take care of that. And then he received what they call the suicide package. So they sent sent him like sex tapes, basically that they recorded of him having.
This is a masturbate to death?
Not his wife. Yeah. Like, and they said that they're going to expose him to the world. You have no other choice. Just take care of it or whatever. Or they're
well, the letter said like they wouldn't refer to him as Mr. They wouldn't refer to him as Reverend.
Or doctor.
Or doctor. Like that he had some sort of mental condition or something. Like they were like really trying to, I think they were trying to hurt his like self-esteem or something. Like to really get him to be like, damn, I fucking.
Well, even a year after his death, they didn't even want to like, they tried things like contacting like universities and not letting people get their degrees. And
so
shit.
These guys didn't kill MLK? Like,
well, they didn't. Yeah.
You sure about that?
So
they stirred the pot in a lot of situations. Yeah, fuck basically. Yeah. Yeah, they would like drop like, oh, you hear what said? Like, you know, yeah, he was saying that this.
Kind of crazy to think
they said
didn't
in
some
of the KKK
together.
Groups that they were involved in, up to 50% of the members of the KKK group were government informants.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fucking crazy. Oh,
that's a whack ass KKK group to be involved in.
Yeah.
I wonder so if they
they're
knew
like,
who
everybody
who.
Else is saying like, they're like, I hate them inners. And they're like, well, what? Like, yeah, I wonder, said it.
Yeah, me too.
There's like 12 guys that are real uncomfortable with the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, inners. They like say it real fast. No. What? Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you heard, I like said them. Nagger.
You
nagger.
I can say it again.
No, yeah, I didn't.
I didn't say nagger. Your wife's a nagger. You call my, what'd you call my wife? I called her a nagger. That's right.
You're a nagger lover.
Yeah, you're a nagger lover. Nothing but a nagger lover.
She is a fucking
so,
nagger.
So there was a guy named.
You're right. I am a nagger lover.
There is a guy named Brian Glick who wrote a book called The War at Home that was all about COINTELPRO, and he broke it down into four main methods that the FBI used. One was infiltration, which included wiretaps and sending people in. So if there was a Black Panther party, they would try to send somebody into that Black Panther group. If it was a anti-war movement during Vietnam, they would get feds to go in. They would illegally wiretap because these people weren't committing crimes. Like the you know, some of the Black Panthers they were looking at, they were doing nothing illegal, but they were wiretapping them. They were following them. They were doing all this shit. They were sending people to infiltrate. So again, most of what they did was illegal. It was unconstitutional, but it was all part of what it was.
Why do we need the Patriot Act again?
Right. We already had it covered.
In 1969, one of the FBI informants that was looking into a Black Panther party in San Francisco came back to Hoover and just said, as far as I can tell, the Black Panthers are just feeding kids.
Right.
Because
they had their breakfast and their lunch program.
That's all that organization.
And then Hoover
was
like, kill them all.
Right. Yeah. And he said something in that memo implying that the agent's career goals would be directly affected if he didn't come up with something.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So like you better fucking make some shit.
So Hoover's
up.
Just fucking beating drums and wanting heads to roll.
He hated naggers.
He did. So one was infiltration, two was psychological warfare. And they would spread false information to the media. They would send things to newspapers about prominent members of the group that they were in question. They did all kinds of shit to try to like spin it, to try to do smear campaigns, to undermine everybody's authority in whatever group it was, whether it was a feminist or a communist or anything else. They would release pamphlets because we're talking the 60s and the 70s. So there'd be a lot of anti-Vietnam War pamphlets. So they would start to release some pamphlets. In someone else's name that was saying different shit. Like one of them that I saw, they started sending out pamphlets in Black Panther Party in Chicago, and the pamphlets still had all the information from the Black Panther Party, but they had really horrible racist cartoons against white people,
right?
And they were spreading them around hoping to get all the white supporters of the Black Panthers to turn their back on them because these things were so hateful towards white people. So they would do things like that to get groups to go against
each other. Groups if they weren't anti-communist enough,
right?
They're like, you don't hate communists quite enough. Like, so you're a liberal sympathizer. Yeah. Like, that's insane, dude.
The third level was harassment via the legal system. They would start arresting people. They would start fucking pulling people over all the time. Audits.
You got a broken tail light.
Exactly. What? Shit like that.
Do now.
Yep. That was the constant thing. And then the final thing was illegal force. They would rough people up. They would fucking in some cases, allegedly, they flat out killed people. Again, specifically, we'll
Think
talk about
the
one
shit
case
that goes down
in the
law
Black
enforcement
Panthers.
Now. Like before smartphones. Yeah. Who knows what they fucking
do? Oh, yeah.
Snipers, MLK.
But the thing is, this was like, this was sanctioned. Like, this was an organized national effort that J. Edgar Hoover did. So,
because I was the UFC,
I was curious, like, how it was set up, right? So, during the COINTELPRO era, there was the national headquarters of the FBI in Washington, D.C., and there were, at the time, there were 59 field offices throughout the country. So major cities, major metropolitan areas, there would be a field area, and each field area was responsible for basically all the territory until it bumped up against the next field area's territory. So the entire United States was covered by 59 offices. Each office had at least one special agent assigned to COINTELPRO who returned reported directly to the special agent in charge of each office. So the SAC of each office who reported directly to General Hoover, to J. Edgar Hoover. There was one COINTELPRO person who would report directly to that guy. So they were only ever one step away from J. Edgar Hoover with what they did. All activity and information within COINTELPRO was memos that were sent to the national headquarters, and they were all they all became accessible through the Freedom of Information Act, and all the memos got released in 1977, and there were something like 52,000 pages that were released at the end of the day.
The cool thing, though, was that 1971, the Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI.
Oh, fucking crazy.
Yeah, broke into a fucking, well, they planned it on the night of the fight. What was it, Muhammad Ali or something?
It was Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Yeah, so
the fight of the century, right?
It'd be like right now, like Super Bowl. Yeah, like it would be like, plan it right now. And that's fucking smart, because back in the day, those motherfuckers probably had like a secretary. No one apparently at the fucking office. Everyone's listening to the radio. Watching TV.
So it's the field office in I don't know if it's Media or Media, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But yeah, this group called the Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI waited until the night where everyone would be glued to the radio, and they fucking broke into the FBI field office and stole documents.
And cracked safes and shit.
Fucking straight up burgled.
And then took it all to the media. And for a long time, most of the media refused to actually report it.
Yeah, that was the very beginning of March in 1971. They had 1,000 documents confirming COINTELPRO that they stole. And so once they break into the FBI field office and they get these documents, like you said, they took it to multiple newspapers all over the country, and the newspapers wouldn't run the story. They wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And finally, someone in the Washington Post ran some of it. And that was what, basically, that's why 1971 is the end date of COINTELPRO, because this group, Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI, broke into a field office and stole proof about how fucked up COINTELPRO was. Noam Chomsky, who was at the time a big war activist, very famous everything activist, he read all 1,000 of the pages, and his summary was, quote, according to its analysis of the documents in this FBI office, 1%, talking about COINTELPRO, were devoted to organized crime, mostly gambling. 30% were manuals, routine forms, and similar procedural manner. 40% were devoted to political surveillance, like of other politicians, including two cases involving right-wing groups, immigrants, et cetera. And another 14% of the documents concerned draft resistance or leaving the military, because it was during Vietnam. And the remainder concerned bank robberies, murder, rape, and interstate theft.
The funnier thing is they were so focused inward on all of this, like, you know, Black Power, Black Panthers, the Ku Klux Klan. There were zero actual like convictions, or they didn't catch anyone internationally, like no fucking Russians, like real shit was going on. They were supposed to be focused on the Communist Party. This thing was like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but communist.
Right.
And they would somehow justify, like, well, they probably got a communist in their group of white power, and then they would fucking go after them because they said they might have communist dealings. That was the whole justification for the entire thing. Meanwhile, they didn't catch during the period of this COINTELPRO thing any communist of actuality in any sort, because they were so focused internally on black groups.
But honestly, again, the reason that people trip about the COINTELPRO is that it isn't that they didn't catch any communists. It's that that wasn't the point of the program in the fucking first place. The point was to just run smear campaigns on all these groups and undermine their authority,
right?
Which is just kind of weird. Like, shouldn't you just be arresting people who are committing crimes? Well, FBI.
There's a bunch of old white dudes worried about black dudes getting power, and there was a big movement happening, and there was the whole movement went against Vietnam. And so there was some civil unrest. I mean, you got to think about other companies that don't have that same type of structure that we have. Like there's upheavals and people are throwing rocks and fucking Molotov cocktails in the street. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we've avoided that up until then, and they're trying to, and so they're worried that there's going to be this revolution.
Right.
Revolution
is a word,
but in a different sense,
completely different.
Use it for me, please. I know I'm wrong, but I just want to know how to use that properly later. Because
when
like,
I watch you two kiss, I feel a sense of revulsion.
He's talking about me and Brad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't watch.
Did you watch us eat peanut butter? It's like off our bellies.
Yeah, it's like
that would cause revulsion.
It was like sexual Velcro. That's what I call it.
That would not cause sexual a revolution. Velcro. Would mm-hmm. not cause a revolution.
I call it the sticky icky.
That blueberry.
Yeah.
So, one of the biggest cases that I saw, and this is probably the worst case scenario of what happened here, was the case of the Chicago Black Panthers with the leader Fred Hampton. Did you guys read much about that?
That sounds familiar.
I saw it. I mean, the COINTELPRO, they murdered this guy.
Basically, that's yeah. I mean, so in 1969. COINTELPRO started to seriously fuck with the Chicago Black Panthers. They were the ones who released the racist cartoons against whites. They started to do counterintelligence things to get, a group called the Black Peacestone Nation, which were called the Black Rangers. It was an African-American street gang in Chicago. They did a bunch of stuff producing fake material from the Black Panthers and putting it out on the street that made the street gang hate the Black Panthers in Chicago. So the Black Panthers no longer had the support of the street gang in their own neighborhood. So they started to divide the neighborhood apart. The FBI started encouraging violence between the Panthers and other groups throughout the city. And then even on July 16th, there was an armed confrontation between Black Panther Party members and the Chicago Police Department. One Black Panther Party member was shot and six were arrested on serious charges. So the FBI was getting the cops to go after them. And do all this stuff. On November 13th, there was an even bigger shootout because COINTELPRO was just flaming fire between law enforcement and the Black Panthers, and just because that was what they did. They wanted to flame as much dissent between every group as possible. So if they could get the cops to hate the Black Panthers, the gangs to hate the Black Panthers, the Black Panthers to hate the cops, the Black Panthers to hate the gangs, the Black Panthers to hate the whites, vice versa, they're never going to be able to rise.
Mix the KKK in there.
Right. So this is what they're trying to do. So on November 13th of 1969, massive shootout between the cops and the Black Panthers. Two officers were killed. One Black Panther was killed. And the Chicago Tribune put out an article that was called, quote, "No Quarter for Wild Beasts." And it urged the Chicago police to be given the order to shoot all Black Panthers on sight. So the Chicago newspaper was asking permission for the cops to be able to shoot all Black Panthers.
Makes sense. That's the time. You know what I mean? Right. Like it's the time that was time of revolution.
But again, it's all being flamed by COINTELPRO.
Yeah.
Like they're leading to this happening. So when it comes to Fred Hampton keeps traveling around the nation, very young Black Panther leader, all this different stuff. He goes to UCLA for conferences to, you know, get blickety black.
He was blickety black.
He was fucking black. He was tier one.
Yeah.
Like all the way. So on December 3rd, as he did every week, Fred Hampton went and taught a church class. And then the Black Panther Party had an apartment on Monroe Street because they couldn't really get office space. So they would basically conduct their official business in this apartment. So he taught his church class. He went back to the apartment as he did every week. There were nine other people there, all Black Panther members, except one named William O'Neill, who was an FBI informant and a member of the COINTELPRO team. So his job was to find out what they were doing and help to do the
COINTELPRO. Was he black or was he the one white guy?
He was black. Group? He was black. So
traitor.
On their orders.
Like, this guy's suspect.
But check this out.
But he's like, hey, brothers.
Hey, brother. What you doing today? Put out these pamphlets.
He couldn't do the handshake, though. That's why he's suspect.
Right.
He fucked up the end of the handshake every time.
He ain't got rhythm. Uh-uh. Like, so they put on music. He doesn't dance.
You
like,
can see sticks out. You can see he's going the wrong way. His head's bobbing opposite of everyone.
He's a night at the Roxbury's.
He's dancing to Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
You know.
they put on some white music. He starts.
He looks around. The record player
looks
stops.
Like Carlton. Yeah.
What the like, fuck?
This nagger. This.
So.
Snickers, please.
And again, as I'm reading most of this, I'm like, I'm not sure that I'm going to come to the conclusion that the FBI assassinated Fred Hampton, because that's the terminology that all the articles use when they talk about it. But here's the thing.
It says that he was murdered by members of the Chicago Police Department as a part of Quintelpro.
Right.
So the Chicago police killed him.
Here's where the murder comes in, right? Because it's like, oh, there was a gunfight and he got shot. I wouldn't call that murder, but that's not what happens
here. That's black on black crime.
So that's right. So O'Neill, the AKA Carlton, slips Hampton a dose of secabarbital, which is a hardcore sleeping pill, to knock him out.
Yeah.
And apparently he was mid conversation with somebody at 1:30 in the morning and like mid sentence fell asleep because it hit him so fucking hard. So he's out cold. As soon as he's out cold, O'Neill calls the FBI and says, he's asleep, do it. So a heavily armed police team storm the building. They're called at 4 a.m. They arrive at 4:45 a.m. They storm into the apartment. A guy named Mark Clark, one of the Black Panthers, was sitting in the front room with a shotgun in his lap on security duty. He was shot in the chest and died. He was the only gunshot that was fired by any Black Panthers. And the forensics basically proved that he squeezed the trigger because he got shot in the chest, mm-hmm. not because he was shooting at anybody. And then they fucking shoot the place up.
Yeah, every bullet hole was going in.
Yeah, hole was going in, and they were all done by the fucking cops.
They went in there to kill him.
Right.
It was amazing.
So there's automatic gunfire in there in the room where Hampton slept, and some of the a guy named Harold Bell, who was one of the Black Panthers there, accounted that a conversation that he heard, and he accounted this right away. He heard the following exchange from the police. One cop said, "That's Fred Hampton." The other one said, "Is he dead? Bring him out." The other one said, "He's barely alive." And then the other one said, "He'll make it." Then he heard two gunshots, and the other cop said, "He's good and dead now." And he had two fucking gunshot wounds in his head, and he was dead. So, and the raid was organized by the Cook County's state attorney, Edward Hanoran. And he was working closely with the FBI. He had been the subject of a lot of public criticism by Hampton, who said that this guy's war on gangs was a war on Black youth. And it was just straight up, the cops went in to shoot the Black Panthers, fucking murder this guy. And then, so you say, how come it wasn't the cops? And it's because once that group, what were they called? The Citizens Commission to Investigate the FBI, when they broke in 2 years later and stole all those FBI documents, there were documents that included FBI held floor plans of Hampton's apartment. There was another document that outlined the deal that the FBI brokered with the Deputy Attorney General to conceal the FBI's role in the assassination of Hampton. So there's like just flat out documentation from the FBI saying to cover it up, to do all this fucking shit.
What are they
doing? I have no idea.
I mean, obviously there's like a lot of public, you know, separation amongst people right now because of the election stuff. And you start to wonder, like, based on history, you have every reason to believe they're orchestrating everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We have every reason to believe. People think we're crazy.
No, I don't think that. I think, too.
I know you don't.
No, I think that
that's because you're woke, fool. You're so woke right now.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's, like, all of this stuff that happened in the past, like, people get so in an uproar about it. But look where it landed everybody. Landed everybody in a better position. You know, MLK dying. You know, this guy dying. You know, all of these things, these trials and tribulations that the Black people went through, landed us in a better spot, you know, landed everybody.
Like a martyr, you're saying?
Yeah, like people. Yeah, and I mean, it sucks
because
their heart can change.
Like,
and that happens throughout history. White people deal with the same thing. You know what I mean? White people killed white people to try and get a better life for white people, you know? And then this comes in and it's the same thing. And we're going through the same change now. You know, people, there's gays and lesbians who want, you know, equal rights, you know, like whatever they see being equal, you know, they're obviously some people would say,
so you think we should kill someone?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like gays and lesbians have to die.
Well, here's the difference.
No, I'm just saying like,
there's only some ways, just some important ones. Ellen's got to go. But it'll ultimately be for the better is what he's saying.
Right.
I understand where Brad's going with.
I'm just saying though, that there's always these uproars and these revolutions, you know, like our revolution doesn't look like a Cuban revolution.
Right.
Or a Russian revolution.
But the thing that, PG-13.
The thing that scares me though, I mean, the revolution,
not really. I mean,
revolution is due and revolution is welcome as far as I'm concerned right now. What troubles me is when
they've just restocked his top ramen.
Is when the fucking
yeah, he just ate all his old
that's
food.
Right. When he's the FBI is the one who is fucking killing people, when the FBI is covering up evidence of crimes and arresting people for shit they didn't do because FBI doesn't believe a certain group. And again, it isn't
always going to happen.
And it isn't even just, it wasn't like, oh, they had an agenda just against the blacks, because they did the same shit to the Klan. They did the same shit to right wing, same shit to left wing, same thing to feminists, same thing to war.
Was anybody that was going to affect J. Edgar Hoover's,
anybody that was going to rock the boat at all, regardless of political spectrum.
Once the shit you're doing is worse than the shit you're stopping.
Yeah. That's a bad corner of the turf.
Yeah, that might be a signal like, oh, wait, we killed this many. They only killed that many.
But
like,
that's how it always gets, though. Yeah, yeah. Look at Stalin. You know what I mean? He was revolutionary. He wanted to make change. Ended up causing the greatest fucking famine that the world's ever seen. You know what I mean? Like from the beginning to the end, you wouldn't think that that person started where he started at. It's the same thing goes with this on a different scale, you know?
And like, I just have to say, like, it's the more we do the show and the more we look at the U.S. government, the more fucking terrified I am of it. There was enough where we covered all the stuff in the 90s, Ruby Ridge, all, you know, fucking Waco, all the things where the FBI kind of got gun happy and fucking shot a bunch of people. Like, this is worse than any of that. As far as I'm concerned,
I'm increasingly paranoid about the fact that we cover this shit, though, to be honest.
This was a national
public knowledge.
This was a national, organized, systematic thing in every single FBI field house that was reporting directly back to the FBI.
And it didn't matter your color.
No.
It just fucking mattered what
if you were rocking the quote unquote boat, they were fucking smearing you, arresting you, killing you, going
after you. It didn't matter your color a little bit. It was heavily on the black side.
But it was also heavily on the Klan side.
Yeah, it was heavily on every side. Like I think if gays fucking rose up at this time too, they would have been like, oh,
they were looking at feminists. Yeah. Like the whole, well, let's talk about
the feminist movement was big.
Yeah, let me talk about the Klan for a minute, just to to show like this wasn't just a fucking black
show. You're not being racist,
right? I'm not. Yeah. I can be racist against both half of my of my genetic ancestry.
I hate me.
God damn it! I look at myself in the mirror every morning. I hate myself.
So one of the COINTELPRO plans was to create negative public image and break down the internal organization of the KKK, and they were so effective, right? And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. They were so effective in the way they hit the KKK. That between 56 and 71, Klan numbers dwindled by as much as 70% in some areas.
Remember, we talked about it being like millions, and then it was like 5,500 in Arkansas. Knocked it out.
So
this might have been the issue.
This might have been the issue. Yeah. So a guy named Robert Shelton, he two claims of fame. One, he was the leader of the national KKK, and two, he was a human piece of shit. He had to use truth serum and polygraphs to test his highest members of the Klan because he was so paranoid about COINTELPRO,
rightfully so,
you know, getting into the group.
I thought about this, how easily like you can disassemble an organization because there is like some dissension or it's been infiltrated. Like if I thought about the podcast, if I thought that all of a sudden I knew that one of you guys was up to no good somehow, like you were doing some fucking weird
that's
shade
crazy.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Why would you
know
think that?
Who it was?
I'm just saying.
And then you guys
you're
thought the
so
same.
Funny.
You guys thought the Come same on. Thing. You sons of bitches. But if all of a sudden none of us trusted each other, we're like, that motherfucker, like he's up to something. Like if we knew that something was going on and it was one of us, but none of us knew, fucking wrecked.
You just fucking poison the well, right?
Yeah, you start freaking out against each other. So that just topples the organization because nobody trusts anyone. Everybody thinks it's the guy next to him.
Right.
And you can't function that way.
So this is what they started to do. There's a full fucking list. There's a paper and it covers what they did with the Klan versus what they did with like left-wing war protesters pictures to see which one was more effective. It was done by like scholars way after COINTELPRO. But this is what they were saying the KKK did. They restricted access to group level resources. So if you were used to getting something from the Klan, they were bottling that up so you no longer got it. So you were pissed off at the members of the Klan.
Yeah, to make your own pillowcase.
Right. They would resist the ability to protest. They would gather as much information as they could. And then ways that they would start to do it, they would send anonymous letters to each other that talked shit about other members of the group. So you would just send a blank letter that fucking said, Billy Bob was fucking looking at your wife last Thursday. And then you fucking showed up at the Klan meeting. You're like, that motherfucker Billy Bob. Just send anonymous, they did to MLK. They sent him an anonymous letter and told him to fucking kill himself. They would send fake letters to people that were signed, threatening them or doing whatever. they would send articles to newspapers to put you on blast for things that you did. So if somebody like fucking got caught doing some crime that was embarrassing, they would make sure the newspaper caught the story.
Johnny was fucking a goat.
Right. And they made sure everyone found out about it so that no one liked Johnny anymore. they would, the people inside would supply information to officials. So they would plant evidence. Like they would just, this was all in the documentation that they were doing to the Klan. They would plant false evidence to get people arrested. They would, where else is it? They would interview people. They would just call people in who hadn't done any crimes and just start interviewing them and asking them questions about other members. They'd probably of the
lead
group.
Lead them to think that they're doing other stuff.
So it's like, I would just call in Brent, fucking put the screws to him, start asking him all these questions. And then all of a sudden at the end, start saying, so what exactly do you know about Brad Taylor? And then let you go. And at the end, you're like, that motherfucker Brad, what's he doing that they got me fucking pulled in? Yeah. You know, things like that. Fake phone calls to people.
A fake phone call.
They would just like fucking, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Did they like,
is your refrigerator running? You'd better catch it.
I just thought of it. They started nagger knocking.
They did.
They did. They were running up, ringing doorbells and taking off.
They did. They would, the other ones, I don't know what all of them mean. They would send ridicule type information, start chain letters. They would anonymously send evidence of protest activity to people who they were protesting and where they were protesting. So if they were going to protest at some big rally, everybody on the other side knew about it before the protest happened.
I bet you they were pissed when they got there too. They're like, what the fuck? How'd they know?
And my favorite one is they would order subscriptions to magazines and newspapers to people's houses for things that they wouldn't order. So like if some informant was like, a lot of people might not like this guy. Like one of them made a joke, said he was gay, and he got really mad. And then all of a sudden they're going to start sending gay porn to his house and people are going to see it. Or suddenly they're going to send some newspaper that's like a black leaning newspaper.
Soul Train Weekly.
Exactly. Yeah. They would just start sending subscriptions to people's houses under people's names. And then that would fucking show up and it would all get, so they were just doing all this shit. And again, they had no legal justification to do any of these things, but they did it and they just fucking knocked down fucking KKK group after KKK group by doing this stuff. I didn't see any Klan assassinations like happened with the Black Panthers, but there was, I mean, it's the same kind of shit that they were doing.
Yeah. The indirectness is just genius though.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting here thinking about, you could just print whatever and it would look like someone else did that. It's like email spoofing basically. Yeah. Like when you, someone like, mom, my friends say that.
People still do that. Like we used to order like fucking magazines, like we'd send old bosses up to magazines and shit and have them sent to them like the gay ones. Like that would be the fucking main thing you could go do.
Anything. You send fucking Home and Country, fucking Town and Country.
Did you see how they ordered it on the one, the Klan in Kentucky? They ordered 600 pizzas to be delivered.
No one falls for that anymore. They'd be like, let me fucking call you back.
Well, if they had big fucking Klan functions where they ordered 600 pizzas last year, they'd be like, well, shit, they're doing it again.
Domino's pissed. Fucking, they bring 600 pizzas out on a truck.
Or little things. It's like you just fucking send somebody a copy of the Quran by mail order.
Oh,
and their wife's going to open it and be
they're getting KFC coupons.
Like, you just start sending shit to people and it's in a group full full of that much hate and that much division, it just takes one fucking seed to make this person get expelled or killed.
Well, I'm sure the Black Panthers were no different. They're probably sending fucking white girl magazines to fucking dudes, and they're just like, what the fuck?
And it's like, it didn't make the press, but I have to wonder how many fucking Klansmen got fucking killed because of this shit.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, because this shit came out, you thought this guy was a race traitor, and they fucking went missing on that hunting trip.
You've seen what the KKK has done in different instances. Mm-hmm. Like, you can only imagine what they did. Like, I'm sure people got killed.
And I'll try to remember to post the link to that article. It's a scholarly article. It's not the easiest thing to read, but it goes in detail about a lot of the shit they did for different groups. Did you guys hear about Operation Hoodwink?
I saw it. I didn't read too much
into it. That was part of the COINTELPRO. So Hoodwink was a plan that was to set the La Cosa Nostra, the mafia, against the U.S. communists. And it was a COINTELPRO thing. The Washington Post uncovered it in 1975. But on October 4th of 1966, there was an article that was or a memo from the FBI that said, quote, a dispute between the Communist Party USA and La Cosa Nostra would cause disruption of both groups by having each expend their engines, time and money attacking each other.
So they're going after the mob, too.
Right. Quote, they would help to neutralize the activities of both groups, which are detrimental to this country. So they start fabricating leaflets and letters to the Communist Party newspaper, trying to make it look like that they were basically all the communist newspapers that existed in New York. They were trying to get articles and letters to the editor and stuff published that were inflammatory against the mafia to get the mafia pissed off at the communists. And they started
to see that though, and like not publish it.
Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. The FBI agents
depended on how good it was.
Right. They would. And again, the FBI agents would bring in mafia leaders and they were questioning them, and they would start to say things about Communist Party leaders so that when the mobs were being brought in,
this,
and like there was a bombing done on the Communist Party headquarters, and they were saying that the mob did it to the communists. All these attacks that were happening to the mob, they were saying the communists did, because they wanted to get in a fucking shooting.
This is the other thing. I wonder if the other thing, if they just took advantage of the bombing, or if they actually did the bombing. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, you don't know. Like, as far as these guys go,
they were pretty smart as far as like in writing documentation on paper for all the documents that were exposed. Nothing was directly violent. It was always, on paper, all the stuff that they found that's known, it was always like infiltrate, you know, and break down. Yeah,
through words, basically.
Yeah, everything was just like Dave said, like blaming shit, leaflets, printing, he said, she said.
Right. I mean, the biggest connection was that Black Panther assassination. And that was simply there was documentation of the blueprints of the apartment that the Black Panthers were in, and there was documentation of the FBI trying to make sure that a lot of people didn't go to court and didn't get tried, which doesn't mean the FBI killed him, but it sure as fuck means they inflamed it and tried to cover it up,
and they could have been like, oh fuck, like let's help these guys out because that's something we needed to happen anyway,
right?
Or you know, like the Chicago PD fucked up, you know, like let's not prosecute him though.
Could have just been a cover your ass. It was like, man, let's just keep fucking with the Chicago PD and the Black Panther. And then all of a sudden that happened, and the FBI guys were like, ooh, or, fuck, I didn't think it was going to go that far.
Yeah. The other thing too, though, is like, they're like, hey, they came in and told the PD like, hey, check it out. Like, we'll do this for you, but now you're in the pocket. You know what I mean? Like, maybe. You do what we tell you
maybe,
to do.
Maybe, yeah. So the J. Edgar Hoover days were fucking no joke.
What was the thing with Malcolm X? I mean, that's supposed to be linked to that as well, right?
I didn't read a whole lot about...
I saw that they just definitely didn't aggressively go after whoever assassinated him, like, to the fullest extent to find out who was involved. They're like, yeah, that's good enough. Yeah. Like, just didn't follow him. And they said during the last, you know, months or whatever, that they were heavily involved in antagonizing a situation. So I didn't see any direct link for it either, though. Also, there was like some collaboration between CIA, FBI, and the NSA at some points, too. They made that Operation Chaos thing I was reading about.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see a ton of it, but it's basically COINTELPRO, like on the large scale. Like they all had their own thing, like, but they super called it group. Operation Chaos. Yeah. And so then they started coordinating on a larger scale. Name. That's probably a whole episode.
Better than COINTELPRO.
Yeah.
They're like, COINTELPRO sucks. Let's get everybody else involved. Let's come up with a good name.
Chaos.
Chaos. Perfect. Nice, I like with a it. K.
We will need a volcano layer, though, for this. Yeah. Yeah, this is going to require a flying vehicle.
And a Batmobile.
Yes.
Or the invisible jet, whatever one we can get our hands on.
So part of the reason that we know as much as we do about it, A, was because those people broke into the FBI office and stole those papers.
Right.
But B, in 1976, there was a committee called the Select Committee to Study Governmental Operations with Respect to Intelligence Activities of the United States Senate. And it was
No acronym for that one?
They called it the Church Committee.
Yeah.
Because it was led by Senator Frank Church of Idaho.
And amen.
And let me read a blurb of what their final findings were about COINTELPRO. The committee finds that the domestic activities of the intelligence community at times violated specific statutory prohibitions and infringed the constitutional rights of American citizens. The legal questions involved in intelligence programs were often not considered. On other occasions, they were intentionally disregarded in the belief that because the program served the, quote, national security, the law did not apply. While intelligence officers on occasion failed to disclose to their superior programs which were illegal or of questionable legality, the committee finds that the most serious breaches of duty were those of senior officials who were responsible for controlling intelligence activities and generally failed to assure compliance with the law. So the Senate comes out and says the people in charge of the FBI are to blame for illegal and inconstitutional activity. And we'll just rubber stamp that, put that in the file. Case closed. Let's go. No one got arrested. No one got fucking blamed. Like, the Senate full out said how fucked up it is. No one gets fucking pitched.
What laws don't need to be followed? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I don't understand how nobody went to fucking jail over it.
You just decide that, oh, no. No, we don't need to follow those laws.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
We can do all this stuff.
Because it's for the greater good. Like, it's for national security. We don't need to worry
about that. It doesn't make any sense at all. Like,
so some of the other things that the Church Report discovered, and this was some of what the FBI was doing, President Roosevelt had asked the FBI to give names of citizens sending telegrams to the White House opposing his policies. President Truman received inside information on former Roosevelt aides in order to work towards his own election. President Eisenhower, that's three presidents, received reports on political and social contacts and Supreme Court justices, just fucking flat out enemies.
You know, you would.
The Kennedy administration had the FBI wiretap congressional staff members. The U.S. attorney, when Robert F. Kennedy was the U.S. attorney, he's the one who put wiretaps on MLK using the COINTELPRO system. President Johnson asked the FBI to conduct name checks of his critics. President Nixon authorized a program of wiretaps for the White House. And of course, et cetera.
You know that one.
But I mean, all of this. So 1, 2, 3, 4... Six presidents and a president's brother, the attorney general, all use COINTELPRO just for fucking political gain.
Yeah.
So once Hoover set this fucking thing in motion and had all this stuff up, the presidents were
runaway train.
Well, when it's for the better good of national security, like, where is the line when you're the president too? You know what I mean? Where is the line? Like, none of that was like super, super malicious. It was like keeping an eye on other people. That, you know,
and the other hard thing is too, like, we're in a position where we don't know all the information. You know, like, it's it's that whole, like, if you get sworn in as the president and like, okay, president, here's the aliens. Like, we got them right here.
Right.
Like, this is what we got. Like, this is what's happening. Like, what don't we know? We don't know. You know, like,
but there is also, that's the one liner. Well, it's for the better good, national security.
Like, that's the easy bullshit cop out. Yeah. That's the bullshit. Like,
and no matter what trouble you get in, you know,
we've seen through history, like, we've done enough of these shows to know that if they just told the truth from the very beginning, it would be better. Because if you're like, hey, we need to know all this stuff, you're like, okay, yeah,
maybe,
cool.
Maybe, though.
Like,
there's some international getting along that has to happen, and I think some of that shit's just necessary.
Probably.
Unfortunately.
No, I agree.
Everybody's not going to play nice.
I agree.
You know what I mean? You can't let
But I'm saying, like, as far as America goes, you know, like, when you're digging into America itself, not fucking, you know, Europe or anywhere else, I think that it matters, you know, being upfront and honest. We've saw if they were just like upfront and honest about these certain things, we'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
Right.
Like, it's not a conspiracy, you know, like now it's the fucking government trying to hide shit.
Is in a democracy, like, if they were just totally upfront and we actually let the things happen that are voted on and what the public wanted to, what would it look like now? What would society look like? It wouldn't be the same capitalistic, you know, 1% style society. It would be something different. They don't want that, you know. So maybe it's a trip. Yeah.
Who knows? Like who knows? Who knows?
Complete transparency.
Want.
Yeah. I don't know what that would look like if that would have worked out. Yeah. Maybe we would have all fucking be eating each other and robbed each other, and it'd be apocalyptic like chaos. I don't know.
Yeah. And this is
you don't know.
This is what I was like the whole time I was reading this and doing research on it. I just kept thinking about Snowden. I mean, Snowden blows the whistle on the fact that we're doing mass wiretapping. We're doing mass government surveillance of American citizens.
Same
with
shit.
No warrant.
Same
with
shit.
No nothing. Yeah. And then I look at this and I'm like, we were doing that from fucking 56 to 71. And no one got fucking, and people, Congress held a committee and said they broke the law. And then no one fucking went to jail.
There just was no internet.
Right. Yeah. But it's the same exact thing. The groups that that the FBI disapproved of, they just illegally watched, fucked with.
You think that they're not doing that now?
Right. Exactly. They're doing it now.
You know the difference though? Back then, those motherfuckers had to like send two guys in fucking fedoras to the hotel room next door with a microphone on the wall.
Right.
Like now they just fucking press a button. That's what's scary.
Yeah.
I actually tried to watch an interview with Snowden last night in regards to COINTELPRO, but I fell asleep about fucking 7 minutes into it. It was fairly late.
That's about 60.
And it was kind of dry. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. I want to watch. He's like, the church committee. And then I was like, and I woke up. Fuck. I have to drive to Bakersfield now. Shit.
It's the fucking same shit. So it's like Snowden reveals this. Everybody's offended. It's like same fucking shit happened 40 years ago when we all fucking forgot about it.
It's the thing. Know your history.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's
not that it fucking helps.
Yeah.
Now we know this history.
No. Yeah.
And they're going to come up with a new way to fucking monitor.
Yeah. The other thing is
20 years from now, someone else is going to say something. And
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen regardless. They're going to be doing shit behind your back you don't know of. They're going to be wiretapping. They're going to be doing illegal shit.
But again, in a way, this is worse than what Snowden discussed. I mean, Snowden was saying
dick pics.
The government is collecting mass data about everybody. This is the FBI is fucking with people.
Yeah.
Right. Potentially
and
killing them, breaking them.
The way that Snowden described it, they're not doing it illegally. They're using a loophole. Data is going out of the U.S. and coming back into the U.S. They're able to monitor that.
Right.
So really, they're not really doing anything illegal.
This shit was flat out malicious and illegal.
Yeah.
You know,
with every group.
You know, the other factor you don't think about is like the individuals. Like we keep thinking about the group, the Black Panther, the whatever.
Yeah.
There's people that went to jail for shit they didn't do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's that guy.
There's probably people still in
Elmer Pratt. Yeah. That Black Elmer Panther went to jail for 27 fucking years and didn't do that shit.
And they finally let him out. Yeah.
And that was probably a fucking COINTELPRO.
And that's
bullshit.
One of how many.
No, it was.
Yeah, no, it was.
It was.
Yeah. And one of how many? You're not thinking. Right. You're only thinking about the big players, like Malcolm X got killed, MLK got killed. You know, you don't think about the individual people. That's their life. If that was you, 27 fucking years from now, you're in jail, or you just got out. You've been in jail for 27 years.
Just because the FBI's fucking with people.
You don't feel it on the personal level until you rationalize it in that sense of like a personal thing. Like if that fucking happened to you, like someone just started mailing out fucking letters to people. You know what I mean? Like a picture of a dick and it said, hey guys, my name's fucking, you know, whatever, and this is my dick. What are you gonna do? Pull your dick out to prove it wasn't? You know what I mean? Like, you're fucked.
I mean, again, even stuff that doesn't.
My dick looked like this.
Like, even
like, well, that's way bigger. I'm good with it.
Even where there's no data. Like, when COINTELPRO gets the Black Panthers in Chicago to fucking go to war with the Black Rangers in Chicago, motherfuckers are getting shot and killed in the streets of Chicago because the FBI is lying. And
at the time, nobody knew.
No.
It was just fucking bullshit.
It was just black on black crime.
The movie Warriors
Chicago.
Is based off of COINTELPRO. Right. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah,
but I mean, it's a pretty fucked
Come
up
out
thing.
And play,
so.
Yay!
Yeah, that's COINTELPRO. Pretty fucked up. I'm somehow
just
I
espionage.
Lost more faith in the government.
I reach
a point where I don't
how many
think
steps
I could
are there, Dave?
Yeah,
how many
know.
Steps are
the
there?
The basement keeps getting deeper. Yeah. That's all.
It's like I thought we were on the last floor. Ding, here's the elevator. Going down.
One more level?
Another level, huh?
Yeah, this has to be
the lights
bottom.
Are on and it's not martial law. That's the level we're at.
Yeah.
So
you want to do some sponsors?
Yeah, also we do have two more winners.
Yes.
So
it's not the two more.
It's not the tumor. Readers.
Michael S. Barker. Someone actually posted a picture of them eating El Yucateco hot sauce, but it was the jalapeno with a spoon. And I was like, That shit, my son could do that and he's fucking seven. It may be delicious, but it's not a feat.
Well,
it's
we talked about this. I ate a spoonful of Triple X.
So that brings me to Michael Barker tipping back the Triple X. And there is no lid on the picture and it's a full bottle. And I know the flow rate of Triple X. Even if you're fucking trying to like fake that shit for a picture, enough went in his mouth. So he's winning the sticker pack this week for taking a swig of the Triple X because that's fucking gangster. It's got nothing to do with printdirtcheap.com, but I'm saying printdirtcheap.com out loud and excessively. But he's getting credit for doing that public feat. And the other one was Tyler Waters is getting a koozie four pack. And he made, once again, it's El Yucateco, but he made El Yucateco hot wings with every single flavor. He had a batch of every single flavor of El Yucateco. Yeah, I made hot wings. And it made me jealous because I have not done that. I went straight for the Triple X. I overlooked the fact that I could have made a variety.
There's other flavors.
There are other flavors.
There's other flavors that are better.
Other people like. They're not better necessarily. That's an opinion. That's your opinion.
Yeah, well, your opinion.
Yeah. So, but... On that note, congratulations to Tyler Waters for your koozie four pack. I will stalk you on Facebook until you contact me via Messenger, and the same to Michael S. Barker. I'll be mailing him some stickers.
What's why does he have a? What's
he's official S? As fuck. Fucking. Yeah, it's his middle initial. I don't know what it
sounds really for. Official. You should try it. It sounds really official. Yeah.
Stooshbag.
I do it at work, but I actually do it backwards. My middle initial is J, and at work. Like my business cards and stuff, I make it say David Moten, which sounds even more pompous and official. Yeah. So when I sign things in any of my college endeavors, it is as J. David Moten, which isn't even right. It should be David J. Moten. But putting the initial first is extra pompous.
Yeah. I have to do my initials because it's an obscenity. My actual given name is Brent motherfucking Van Tassel.
Right.
And so I have to say MF because if I'm around kids and stuff, you know. Right. So what's your middle name, Brad?
Can't say.
What's your middle initial?
You can't even say. It can't be. It's Voldemort. Secret. It's Voldemort. You can't say it. Yeah.
Voldemort.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it is Beetlejuice. You just can't say it three times. It's Candyman.
In the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
With wet paper towels on the mirror with the lights off after you spin around three
Bloody
times.
Mary.
Yeah, yeah. Bloody Mary.
Brad, all right, Bloody Mary.
Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can find them. I assume we're doing the Patreon after this one.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We are now, Brent. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can find them in Walmart, Target, the grocery store, and you can order it online. Don't fucking lie to us. Try harder. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. You can log on and use code SOFAKING to purchase any printed good. You can have them make a giant standee of Gary Coleman if you've got a picture.
Do it.
Yeah, you can have them make a giant standee of Brad if you've got the picture.
Do it.
So they'll make all kinds of cool shit. Thank you to De Leon Graphics for printing our koozies and shirts. Thank you to Digital Creations for making our mugs. And thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com.
You guys have the same middle name, don't you?
Yeah, motherfucking. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah not related, though. No relation. Yeah. It's just a white guy thing, I think. Yeah, I guess badass white guy.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly as badass. But we did sword fight, and I got him there. Like, yeah. He could choke the fuck out of me, but...
That's different, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's just wiener status. That was genetics. There's nothing we could do about that. I didn't have to train. I was born that way.
Just
I do cock push-ups.
Strong wiener game.
But it's just because I ran with
it. Yeah, strong wiener game.
It's just because I ran with it.
Yeah, right.
All right. Actually, so
I was gonna say you said if you get a picture of me, they can do a standee, but I'm like the fucking Bigfoot. It's always blurry. can't get a picture.
We should get him to make a blurry Bigfoot for us through the corner.
Yeah,
just slightly out of focus.
Kind of scary. Yeah.
And then we'll
have to be like 9 feet tall though.
Put a fake like a fucking a ghillie net in front of it or something so you can't quite see it and backlight it. So we have some more Patreon people to thank, and we're not going to cop out and do a graduation dance this time. We actually tracked them down, like Dave said, and had to find their AOL Instant Messenger. These were the hard ones. That's why we're only doing them now, because it was so hard to track them down.
I just got done getting the last one while we were doing the show.
Yeah.
So in some moments I was quiet.
And it's funny because I forgot about AOL Instant Messenger names. Yeah. Like you had to get really clever to stand out with the rest of the crew because everybody had fucking AOL.
Fucking billion of them.
Yeah, and the only way you're going to be memorable is if you were creative. So Doug Warner is our first person, and Dave has his Instant Messenger name.
And this one was surprising. It was Bieber Lover 1993.
That is surprising, unless he's a time traveler.
I mean, he had to really love Bieber at a really young age.
Or it was Bieber's grandfather.
Or he just created the... Well,
he might have just created the account.
Yeah,
he might be new to AIM. Damn.
Maybe he's fucking old.
Is AIM coming back? Yeah, like, maybe. Is that what we're doing?
Maybe he's like, a fucking hipster. He's like AIM hipster. Damn. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah, like nobody's using AIM no more. Yeah. I'm going to get on there. Fucking on there on AIM with some Ray-Bans. Like, just
we could probably get AIM pretty cheap. We should do it and then get like end-to-end encryption, and it'll be the most secure way to chat.
Yeah, because no way.
We'll bring that shit back.
That sounds good.
Yeah. The next person we looked up was Paul Murphy.
Yeah, Paul Murphy's was Geraldo Stash downstairs.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know.
Geraldo or Geraldo?
I'm saying Geraldo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a different guy. It's Geraldo. Not what you thought. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Next up is Matt Kirby.
Let me find the list. Matt Kirby. His was Boner Jams Macaroni.
That's fitting.
Yeah.
What yes. is that? Boner Jams Macaroni.
I don't know.
Look him up on AIM.
Send him a message.
Yeah.
Chris Farrell.
Queen Laquifa, 1993.
That's right. 1993. That would have been another one. Messenger. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Steven Salbo.
Salbo. Half Pump Prince 69.
That's a Harry Potter reference. Yeah. He must have read the books, though.
Yeah.
Were the books around back then?
Man. New account.
He's probably,
new account. He's coming back.
He's an AIM hipster.
Yeah, AIM hipster. Yep. Steve Salbo. Hit him up.
Josh Wakens.
Yeah, Josh, it took me a second because I didn't understand. It's catch her underscore in the underscore eye. So it's catcher in the eye.
Yeah, instead of catcher in the rye. It's creative. Right. I like it. I like it.
That's a novel.
Yeah.
It's the dirty romance version of catcher in the rye.
Catcher in the eye.
Courtney LaBelle.
Hers was actually Steve Rimjobs.
That's weird. Steve Rimjobs.
She picked a
male name.
That's weird.
She just likes Apple products.
Christian Hasbrock.
This I couldn't figure out what this one said because it all runs together. There's no underscores.
Right.
It's Gina Coladas caught in the rain.
Oof. Like that sounds like it causes cold sores if you drink it. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have one left, and it was Trevor Kirby.
Trevor's was Asperger's syndrome.
That was my favorite.
This is so good.
So that's our Patreon syndrome. Supporters. Yeah. If you
guys are fucking creative, I'll tell you that much. Fucking creative. Made me laugh. Yeah.
If you have a funny AOL Instant Messenger name, you should sign up for Patreon and you also get a cool shirt if you meet that level. Yeah. If you're below that, you still get free episodes or we're going to say something funny about you. So get on there and do it. Also, don't forget.
Most of our Patreon members are really funny looking. So it goes good.
Yeah,
it's good.
All the stocking I did, they're funny looking. Yep. Everyone's got a wonky eye.
Eyes.
Wonky eye, crazy tooth.
Yeah, fucking nine fingers.
Shout out the fan page.
If you aren't in the fan group, it's pretty fun in there. You can check us out. I don't know if it's / unofficial something.
It's unofficial SK Ultra member group. Official.
If you just search unofficial Sofa King,
we're not in charge of it, though. Yeah, we're not in charge of it. I don't want to be in charge of that shit.
Yeah, for the record,
some of you motherfuckers are out of control.
Yeah, don't start wars because that admin will fucking boot you.
But that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's an unofficial page. We don't have charge of that. So have fun in there and don't fucking get political, you stupids.
And we haven't said in a while, go to our website, which is www.com.
Yep. Visit there. You can get some podcasts.
Visit there and check out some merch. We've got really cool shirts.
That's www.com/shop.
Yep.
You can go there.
And we've got stuff and things and things you can buy. So if you're new to the show and you like it, we've got t-shirts, all kinds of cool shit, pretty funny stuff. So go check it out.
Actually, we'll probably do a sale on to move the last of the t-shirts.
Get a new
one. I'll come up with some new shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So
now I'm gonna break the time illusion because a lot of people are either getting this on Monday or on Friday. And since we're
Tuesday
actually
or Friday or Monday.
Or Monday. See, this will be Monday or Friday. This
or,
one
or Tuesday.
Monday or Friday. This. Yeah. Monday or Friday.
He's Tuesday and Friday are the episodes.
Yeah. Right. But this is Friday's episode.
Yeah. Which is released on Monday and Friday.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You get it?
Regardless.
I'm wrong. You're right.
Continue. It is Super Bowl Sunday. I'm wondering for you guys how the big game turned out.
I think the Broncos won 14 to 8.
Here's what I think. One of the teams gave 110%, but still just couldn't get it done.
Yeah. Like, thank my mom.
Halftime show was really expensive.
Beyonce's titty fell out.
And man, those commercials, what a crack up.
Yep.
I don't know. The last years were horrible. They were not good. Like, I'm like, they paid a fucking $1 million halftime commercial.
Yeah.
Who the fuck thought of this shit? It's horrible.
Who's doing the halftime show?
Well, I don't know. Beyonce. Her titty fell out.
She already did it. Beyonce's titty fell out a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was in the operating room.
No, when Beyonce was performing, Janet Jackson's titty fell out of Beyonce's shirt.
Is that what it was?
That's what happened. She's wearing a bathing suit. It was too small.
She's like, here, hold this.
Yeah.
It was confusing.
Yeah, it looked like an Egg McMuffin, but black.
A black McMuffin? What does that even mean? It was lumpy.
I don't know. It was like flat, you know.
Like it was like pancake, two black socks with the oranges in the bottom. That's got to be what Janet Jackson looks like.
She had nice titties.
Are they? Janet Jackson still holding
up? Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Beyonce's though looked like a fucking Homie the Clown.
Homie, don't play that. The black sock with the orange.
Yeah, fucking swinging it around. Hit one of the dancers. Homie, don't play that, bitch.
So, got the baby's arm holding an apple, the black socks with the orange in it, and the fucking
you
egg
went
McMuffin.
Straight Homie the Clown. That is some tier 4 white shit. Yeah,
that's
friend.
What I'm talking about.
That was the only black show white people could watch. Yeah. It was okay.
You okay, Fire Marshal Bill. Yeah.
That and the Jeffersons.
Jeffersons. No, that wasn't allowed in my house.
Really?
Yeah. Niagara's on TV.
Mm-mm. No, there was white people on there too.
There were Mr. Bentley next door.
Oh, yeah, Mr.
He'd always have to walk.
Why was his name Mr. Bentley? Mm-hmm. Fucking Mr. That's some bullshit.
He had to walk on George's back when it went out.
He did.
I don't remember. I'm not that old, guys.
Watch the fuck out of Three's Company. Too.
And
I'm looking old. You know what my buddy
Lenny? There's no black people on Three's Company.
Lenny Kravitz's mom played.
Kravitz, he said
no, because four is a crowd.
Lenny,
motherfucker.
Lenny Kravitz's mom Kravitz. Played one of the neighbors. one of the neighbors.
One of the
really
Kravitz. Yeah. Who's that?
Mr. Kravitz. Is he on SpongeBob?
It's Miss Kravitz. Miss Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz.
Is there black people on Three's Company?
Fuck
there was.
No, there's no black people on Three's Company.
Never? Not even
like a... Nah, because four is a crown. That's what I was saying.
I'm sure a black person filtered
he would have tried. Nah, maybe. He would have tried to...
There was probably that very special episode where a black guy got accused of breaking into their apartment, but they found out that it was Mr. Furley by accident. Yeah. Like,
he was like the Hamburglar. He was the Asperger syndrome guy.
Jack was tripping.
Come on, guys. Yeah, they took a hit of acid and they're all fucked up. Wasn't it one guy and two girls?
That's right.
Yeah. Remember who's the boss?
Remember?
Fuck remember? Yeah. Who's the boss? Fucking Tony Danza.
I have an impression.
That was the shit.
Let's hear it.
You have it.
I have one. Angela Jonathan.
Fucking knew. If we hadn't talked about stupid old shows, you never would have said who's the boss. And Dave never would have pulled this fucking Tony Danza.
Yeah, that's Jonathan. It. Jonathan. That's it. That's my Danza.
I'm like Full House years. Those are my years.
Full House. They brought that back.
They did bring
everyone
it back.
But the it's, twins.
Yeah.
They're it's all not grown that up.
Great. And billionaires.
And fucking what's the...
they're like, fuck all y'all.
What's the fucking one guy?
Shitty ass show.
The uncle. Not Uncle Joey. The other one.
Oh. Well, Bob's the dad. Bob Saget. Well,
no shit. Just say the one that you know, not the one I'm asking.
Johnny.
John Stamos? Uncle
John Stamos. Yeah.
That fucking guy looks like he's the same age.
Yeah, he is.
With a
he
haircut. Is. He's yeah, an he age, is. Yeah.
He's a Jawat member.
He's a shapeshifter, yeah.
Yeah, shapeshifter.
He's a skinwalker.
Yeah.
He has one shape. Handsome Mexican guy, that's it.
Sounds the same.
Yeah.
Still plays guitar.
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful.
He didn't change at all. That guy, the guy from Saved by the Bell, too.
But then he even rubbed off on Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Oh, Zach.
Not Zach.
Which one?
No, the other handsome Mexican guy from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, fucking. AC Slater. Yeah. What the fuck? Mario Andretti. What's his name?
It's not Andretti.
Peoples. Mario Peoples.
Mario Peoples?
No.
No. Mario Van Peoples.
That guy also hasn't changed.
But his name? Mario, what the fuck is his name?
Stamos rubbed his Stamos all over his wife, and she's immortal now, too.
Yeah, maybe. No, she still looks good too. The chick from Bad Racing. Yeah,
she looks better. Yeah, she looks better.
He got his Stamos all over her, and she's
That's because he put it on her face. That's what happens. Probably.
So if you can get rubbed up on by Stamos, you're looking good.
Damn, I need to invite him.
facial, we just have one request. Yeah.
Like, can you put your Fountain of Youth on our face?
Can we drink it instead?
Whatever you want. I mean, whatever. Like, just be like, I will drink your milkshake.
Does he bottle it? Can I just rub it on like...
He sells it.
It's like an ointment.
He sells it at like fucking Home Goods. Like, it's just in the aisle. Like, what moms are buying it up. I don't know.
Well, she would have been like proactive. It's a subscription. It's like hydrocortisone. It's a 1% solution. So a little bit goes a long
way. You have to keep using it though.
It's called Stay Mostly Young.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's made from real pearls too. That's the ancient Chinese secret.
Dave can't use it though because it has a little bit of milk in it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's just not vegan. Yeah,
that's part of his diet. He can't help it.
There's manimal product in there.
Animal product. Men are animals too.
Yes. Dave doesn't care about humans. He fucking eat us. If it was freezing conditions and he was starving.
Yeah, if we went down on the plane with him in the mountains.
But in the mountains.
Yeah, so say we're fucked. Yeah. He'd have us lined up like fucking damn.
He would kill us and feed us to his dog before he ate his dog.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the truth, right?
Probably.
I agree. I would.
No, I wouldn't kill you guys to feed to the dog. I would hope
if we died naturally, died.
I would hope that all of us together would kill someone else that we could feed to the dog. Because I love you guys. I'm not.
You would defend the dog before you defended a stranger, though. What if it was a child?
I would do that. What if all three of us? Yeah.
It's apocalypse.
The motherfuckers get knocked out.
Dave has three dogs, though. He's got three dachshunds, and then we encounter a child in the woods.
Kill him
before we kill Dave's dogs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I like dogs way better than kids.
I like dags. I like dogs. I like dogs.
You know, proper fucking.
Dave's lost on that one.
I'm totally lost.
Snatch.
You know how Snatch? You better go home and watch Snatch. It's not a porno.
You should go home and watch Snatch if you haven't seen it. That's a good movie.
I've seen it. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you actually referenced your fucking man crush by Snatch reference.
True.
No, you did Fight Club.
I did Fight Club.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah.
All right. On that note. Stay mostly young, people. Don't be a retard.
Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. About to get what we aiming for and blow up the spot. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. About to get what we aiming for and blow up the spot. Oh yes, I feel so certain. 10 years plus, hit them clap behind the curtain. Champagne toast for the friends and the foes who be dropping like flies. Really, I don't demise for the. Don't sympathize for them, y'all being silly. I'm a cool, calm, real bitch, keep it illy. Eating chicken parmesan in my classics. I'm the type to be drawn to what's massive. Break your demographic, I've been through the drastic. See y'all try to test me, I progress the fastest. They plastic and stuck in traffic with bad habits. While I'm banging them out like I'm Jessica Rabbit. Kick game like an eloquent bastard. No shame when I'm perfecting this elegance. Evident relevance, tempted by arrogance. We got the endless intelligence. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. About to get what we aiming for and blow up the spot. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. Ayo, we young. Peace to those that say we not. About to get what we aiming for and blow up the spot. Yeah. What a life we living, what a journey taking. Another cliche for everything has been mistaken. We say we know it all, but is it really resonating? I'll tell you how it is and what it will be in a second. Plotting, scheming on these hoes, yeah, I'm always rearranging. Trying to make a plan when my feet don't touch a pavement. Saying though, been a flow, truth be told. And you can find me in the cut, laced up and white gold. Oh yeah, we building for the future, even with a blindfold. And I've been floating so high, I ain't trying to control this. You know this, we taking over anything that's bogus. We focus, we smoke.
smoking that potency. Me, all I gotta do is keep BG. Squad shit grinding consistently. Not trying to settle for the robbery. We got a policy, nothing but quality. Ayo, we on. Piece of those that say we not. Ayo, we on. Piece of those that say we not. Ayo, we on. Piece of those that say we not. About to get what we aiming for and blow up the spot. Ayo, we on. Piece of those that say we not. Ayo, we on. Piece of those that say we not. Ayo, we on. Piece of those that say we not. About to get what we aiming for and blow up the spot.